All right, folks, real talk. If you're not focusing on progress each and every day, we're talking step-by-step consistency for your entire life, you are not going to get what you want. Guaranteed. Don't care who you are, what you do. All right, but there's a way around it. And my guest today is going to show you how. This is the Music Fit Podcast. Let's do this thing. All right, folks, welcome back to the show. Like I said in that intro, we've got five reasons why you're not getting as much out of life as you would like. But before we get to our guest, Mr. Joel Pareko, singer-songwriter, strength and conditioning coach, physical literacy advocate, and dear friend of mine, I wanted to talk to you about other friends of mine here, the Unison Benevolent Fund. Now, for my Canadian audience out here, this is super important for you guys. Unison Benevolent Fund, if you're not aware of, they're a nonprofit registered leading charity that provides counseling and emergency relief services to the Canadian music community. Super important in these types of times. Now, they are an assistance program, okay? They were created and administered for the music community by the music community, designed to provide discrete relief to music industry professionals in times of crisis through financial assistance and counseling and health solutions. So why are we talking about this? Well, because in times of need, we gotta reach out on our friends, right? Reach out for that support. If you are able to make a donation to Unison, you want to head on over to unisonfund.ca. Also, if you're a music maker, this isn't just a musician. This is any industry, photography, anything that contributes to the music community as a whole. We would love to make sure that you are a part of this. You're registered. Just head to unisonfund.ca, register yourself up as a member, and then reap the rewards. You get lots of access to, as I had mentioned, counseling services, emergency relief funding, and you get a whole host of awesome resources to help you stay well, okay? So not just physical well-being, mental well-being, financial well-being, you name it, we're taking care of you over here at Unison. They've been dear friends of me in since I got into this stuff. So very much a big pal when it comes to Music Fit Collective. So, mean the world if you guys go share some love and see what they're up to over there. And if you can support, please, please do. I mean, I've got some facts on here for the music community stuff. It's actually quite shocking how much of a shitty run we've had in this industry. The evaporation of the live music scene has led to a decline in revenue of $233 million in just 6 months. That's insane. Okay. I don't know another sector of industry that has taken that kind of a hit. The live sector especially has been hit hard here during the pandemic, seeing a 79% drop in income from 2019. So as you can imagine, if you're a music maker here in Canada, we are a hurting bunch right now. So any kind of donation, like I said, no donation is too small. We're going to be doing some really, really interesting things over the next 4 weeks. We've got some surprises up our sleeves, so stay tuned. But like I said, for everything Unison, head on over to unisonfund.ca. Let's talk about the show. Got to sit down with my pal, Joel Pareko of Synergy Performance, and we got to talking about physical well-being, music, you name it. Lots of good stuff in here. Really think you're going to enjoy the show. So without further ado, let's hear from Joel Pareko. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've all been waiting for, we've got Mr. Joel Pareko in the house, kind of in his house, at least, in my house. We're doing the Zoom thing because that's what we do, you know, 2020, 2021. We're not sure when this is all going to be out. Dude, thank you so much for your time. How you been?
My pleasure. Doing well, and yourself?
I am so good. I mean, we were just talking off air about how you know, the interesting dynamic of, you know, kind of just getting into the fitness industry and how things have kind of changed and where we have to go with that. And that's kind of the way the conversation's going to go. Before we get into that though, dude, being that it's the Music Fit Podcast, I got to ask the obvious question. What kind of stuff are you listening to these days?
I have been getting into a lot of the throwbacks, and I was so compelled to make a playlist for myself. I call it the nostalgic playlist. And this is what I listen to when I work out, because the one thing about, you know, being in our situation here in Alberta, being in our lockdown, shutdown, quarantine condition that we're currently in, is I'm confined to working out at home, working out in my garage. The bonus at that time, or the bonus for that right now, is that I get to control what's being played. So I get to I get to decide what's being played in my gym. So I put together this nostalgic playlist, and it features a lot of 80s hair metal stuff that I remember growing up to. We got your Poison, we got your Def Leppard, we got yourself some Motley Crue, we got Guns N' Roses, Metallica, AC/DC. We got Quiet Riot, we got Twisted Sister, we got Foreigner, we got Boston. Man, I just decided to go, oh man, I just recently added some Motorhead to it, you know, some Ace of Spades and some other classics from them. And I just love that stuff because of the fond memories that it brings, you know, up when I listen to it, but also just some rad tunes that are just phenomenal to be able to work and lift it to. Definitely just gets me going. So that is what some of the cool stuff that I've been listening to is, the stuff from the past.
Now, to give some background, guys, Joel is an accomplished singer-songwriter. Okay, this guy sings like a mix of Fergie and Jesus.
You're too kind.
We've got some history, and the interesting thing about this this show in particular is that it is geared towards musicians. So you're kind of a jack of all trades as well. You're a musician. You're in the music industry. You've got that side of things down. You're also an accomplished strength and conditioning coach. We're going to be getting into that. We're currently in some. Talk to me about your role in the fitness side of things, and and how did we get into that?
Well, I mean, it goes back. I mean, I've, you know, like you said, I'm kind of a jack of all trades, and you know, I, you know, funny enough, I started off in the trades. I was when I got out of high school, I became an electrician. That was never my desire, passion, and you know, like many people coming out of high school, I was searching for what I wanted to do. And you know, like we do have a history together, and so when I finished my certification as an electrician, and we were in a position where there was a recession going on, and wasn't able to procure any work, and I was looking for something new to do, and it was, you know, opportunity time for me to transition careers perhaps. And you brought it to my attention that maybe fitness was where I should go, because it was something that I was also passionate about aside from, you know, music. So that's kind of how I fell into health and fitness, was all the way back to 2010. I began my venture then. And then over the years, you know, I did personal training, but I also wanted to evolve my career. And I got to a crossroads in my career where I was feeling on the end of my personal training career, but then was having a very huge bout with, you know, anxiety and stress about what to do next. And I didn't know what to do next, because I did enjoy coaching, but I wanted to change it. And how that was going to come about, I didn't know. And so it took some time, some soul searching, and some time just to be able to figure out what that was. And it was that I wanted to work in strength and conditioning, but I wanted to do it with the population that I initially intended to do when I first started in the health industry, and that was to work with youth. And because I wanted to be the strength and conditioning coach, I wanted to be that influence that I never really had growing up. And that's what inspired me to want to work with youth. So I did a lot of investigating, and it led me to going into a bachelor's degree at Mount Royal University here in Calgary for health and physical education, with a major in physical literacy. So, and many people, you know, they use that term physical literacy. Some know what it means, some don't. But what is physical literacy? A very brief synopsis of what that is that physical literacy is what we can do at a grassroots level for an individual, like at the very early ages of development, teaching them fundamental movements, and also cultivating them emotionally, and cognitively, so that they are inspired to be active for life.
Mm.
So that's the key, is that it's not just about, you know, teaching people to move so that they can get into sport, or that they can just, you know, pursue activity, but just, it's also understanding how the movements are supposed to be, in, you know, intended. But it's also creating an emotional, safe, emotionally safe environment, and for those people, so that they feel inspired and that they feel impassioned to be involved in those physical activities. So I think, and to make sure that that happens throughout the rest of their lives. And that's what physical literacy advocates are supposed to do, is essentially guide people from that experience from the very early ages to the late stages.
Yeah. Wow. So, yeah, it sounds like all in, like you got right in and now are even furthering the continued empowerment of people around you. What kind of things are you seeing here that if you could fix, you would? Like, what kind of things are out there?
I think what is, I mean, very challenging right now is accessibility. I think that's a huge, and inclusivity. Those are probably the two major challenges in the fitness industry, especially when it comes to, a younger population, to an even older population. Like it just that inclusivity, that lack of accessibility makes it difficult for them to participate on a regular basis for physical activity. So when you are faced with a pandemic, what's happening is that there's, you know, many, many businesses that are closing. Schools are, you know, getting into restrictions where they cannot integrate with, you know, the educators can't integrate with their students. So, you know, physical activity becomes less and less and less. And then the role is passed on to the parents to keep their children accountable to do that. And that can also become a challenge. And now that we're transitioning, recently out of the holiday season, and I'm positive that parents were faced with that challenge. How do I keep my child active through the holiday season? Or how do I keep my child active, all the schools are having us be at home for online education? I think, but then that translates to even adults, the ones that are stuck at home, let's just say they don't have a full gym and they're left to bodyweight equipment bodyweight exercises and lack of equipment. And so this can be a huge challenge for people because one, it's difficult because they may not know what to do, or two, they just don't feel inspired to do it because all they know are some more rudimentary exercises. And while they can be beneficial, some people might view them as tedious. And I think just from a business standpoint, I think a lot of coaches are struggling to keep themselves going financially. You're seeing a lot of coaches having to close down shop, seeing a lot of businesses go under. It's really stressful for those that are still trying to make it, make a go of it. But it's also very disheartening to see, people that I'm close to, colleagues, friends that are either really struggling or they're having to walk away from the business altogether. So not to put a negative tone on it, but it definitely poses a lot of challenges. And so it really forces those out there to be creative, both on the coaching side of things, but also from the for the athletes out there and for fitness goers, it really puts them in a position where they have to be very creative to make sure that they maintain the health and fitness industry as a whole.
Yeah, no, and it sounds like you've got some tricks up your sleeve to kind of provide that kind of solution when it does come to making things a little bit more accessible. Mm-hmm. Care to speak towards that?
Yeah, I think, like many coaches out there that are doing all that they can to keep their current client base going and also inspire new people to get involved in health and fitness, I'm doing all I can online to perpetuate that and to encourage people to get involved. So I think one thing that, that is also a huge problem for people in a pandemic, and because people are losing jobs because of COVID-19, or that their hours are reduced. And so they're really having to, be more restrictive in terms of their spending, is I'm trying to provide more affordable options, like many coaches out there. So online, I've got a couple different things that I'm bringing out in the new year, or this new year. And one of them is something that I started at the latter stages of 2020. Mm-hmm. And it's a like online weekend virtual fitness. And so initially that started out as an outdoor boot camp, because we couldn't go into the gyms, and I had an old client contact me asking about wanting to train, but with his family. To come out and work out, and we wanted to work outdoors. And so I just started out a boot camp with them, and then I invited many, whoever wanted to join. And so when we were able to go into the gyms, and when the weather was changing from, sunny weather to, more colder temperatures, we decided to transition to online. They weren't too keen on going into the gym. They were still very hesitant. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to be considerate of that. But then it was great to work with a couple, a few families that just wanted to stay active and keep their families healthy and well during this strange times and everything like that. So we started this online weekend session. So they work out in their homes. I just coach from here on home on Zoom. Mm-hmm. And we carried it all the way through until Christmas time, and it was great. And so we want to keep that going. So now we're going to be starting that back up again. And it's great because you get to work out from home, but you also get to connect with some other people. Even though it's virtual, you still get to connect with some other families. So, mm-hmm. And I think what I really enjoyed about it was, or what I have been enjoying about it, is the family time. And I think that's also very precious. And I think that's one thing that we've gotten from this pandemic is the importance of family and the importance of connection. And I think that it was not something I intended, but it's definitely blossomed into something that's been really amazing. So, it's very affordable. We'll definitely put you up some links in terms of what cost, but it's, for just one session, it's $15 for one person. And they get to come in for a full hour and do a workout. And I think it's a regular thing too. So again, that keeps your opportunity to have a routine, mm-hmm. And built in, Saturdays at 11:30 in the morning, you've got a workout plan. And I think that helps it keeps you accountable, helps to keep, inspired. And also just, that you're going to see some regular faces. And I think that also makes it, during this time when when we have a lack of connection, I think that's really important to have that. So that is one opportunity that I have. The other thing is I have a new program that I started up. I do online fitness programs. I recently got affiliated with Train Heroic and their online software for fitness coaches. And so now people can download this app, and then I just provide them with their sign-in information, and then they're able to be assigned online programs. And so now I have these new programs that I've developed, multiple different training styles, and it gives the people opportunities to do an affordable training program, but choose a style that's more pertainable to them. So these are 4-week programs, and it has anywhere from 3 to 5 days worth of workouts each week, mm-hmm. and provides you your structure. It also provides you videos for instructions so that you get more of a, not only do you have the written instructions for what you're supposed to do, but there's also a video so that you have a little bit more biofeedback, and you're able to get more of a visual representation for the exercises. So you're getting a little bit more opportunity for instruction that way. And I wanted to provide this program to give people more of an affordable option for mm-hmm. training. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, these don't provide as much personal attention as what I do for my individualized prescribed programs, but it does provide you some guidance. And I think it's a great option for people that have experience right now, like with health and fitness, but are restricted to working out, either by themselves because of finances or because of COVID-19 restrictions. Mm-hmm. And it gives them a little bit more guidance that way, and they don't have to break the bank to do it.
Yeah, no, it sounds great. It sounds like you're really thinking about everybody from grassroots right up until like executive. Everybody's life has been affected, right? And it sounds like you're really, really aware of that, and you're helping your like it goes to show the genuine service that you do care about everybody that you're working with, and being able to provide these kind of opportunities for people to still stay fit and move towards their goals despite their current situation. That should speak volumes. I mean, my question to you though is how does this work for if I'm a musician and mm-hmm. I've got no experience? How does this fit to a musician world?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think to a musician world, I think it would really do, like, I mean, for the different like virtual options, I think that it would really help them in terms of finding the accountability there. I think with the like with many musicians is that it doesn't really differ in terms of their desires to become healthy and fit. You know, I think it's for whether or not they can find something that's accessible to them. I think that just that's a problem that creates the, you know, that spans between the populations, no matter what, whether you're a musician or whether you are an office worker or whether you're a stay-at-home parent. It really, that's where there's the similarities there. I think if the musician was looking for something like specific to them, for like, you know, they want to strengthen their back, that is a, you know, because of their drummer, you know, and the position and posture that they sit in on a frequent basis, I think that's something that can definitely carry over to somebody that's an office worker and forced to be in front of a computer on a regular basis. So, I think, you know, just from an online perspective and when I do like my coaching and my exercise programs, that there's going to be something that definitely filters into where they're looking to be healthy and fit. Now, if it was like to a specific motion or injury, well, then that's where it becomes a little bit more specified for them. When it comes to an injury or when it becomes to a specific, motion that they need to facilitate because of, the instrument that they have taken up. And so that's where specific programs become a little bit more of a necessity. And so that doesn't necessarily leave them out to the dust. It just makes, you know, where they have to invest a little bit more, but for a purpose.
Yeah.
And so like my program is the same thing. I do have personalized programs for that reason, is for people that do need that more personal attention, that they do need a individualized prescribed program for them. And while they do, you know, end up spending a little bit more money, then, you know, it's with a purpose, it's with an intention, it's with to make sure that we address them specifically. However, if they're not faced with those, you know, that kind of issues, and then there is that opportunity for them to do it at a lower cost and still stay actively engaged. And like, you know, for the musicians that are family oriented and they have kids of their own, then they can be, you know, participate in a program like mine, you know, like the weekend one, or they can do, if they don't have kids, that doesn't necessarily mean that they can't participate. If they're just looking for something regular routine wise that they can do every weekend, then that's another opportunity for them. If they're a person that hasn't done any workouts before and they are looking for something more foundational, then there's body weight options that I have for the Synergy RX30. That's the name of the program. There's an unequipped body weight option, and there gives an opportunity for them to work out at home, and there's foundational movements that they can start doing there. And the other thing too, I definitely want to put out there is that, I'm a coach that, you know, I'm not going to leave you completely out to dry. Mm-hmm. And I'm, you know, while I don't intend to like restructure the whole framework of the workout, if there is something that you're just physically not comfortable with or physically just unable to do, I'm not going to leave you stranded on there or tell you just to skip it. I'm more than happy to work with you and adapt it to you. You know, that's always been my philosophy, is that, you know, I want to go above and beyond for my clients, for my athletes, because at the end of the day, that's what speaks to me as a coach. I don't want to leave them, you know, burdened with, you know, not being able to do something, or burdened just, you know, trying to struggling to figure out what to do, or if they, or feeling, inadequate because they aren't able to do something that I prescribe to them, because, you know, it's not written in stone. It's something that can be adaptable. And I think given the situation that we're in with the pandemic, that's all we have to be adaptable. That is like basically the theme of this whole pandemic is the ability for the human spirit to be adaptable. And so, and just like much like the programs that I'm developing, so is my coaching style, and so is my way of working with clients. And that is the main root message that I want to make sure people take away from their involvement and their interactions with me.
Oh, pierogi. Pierogi, you are an inspiring dude, my man.
Thank you.
It comes back to for listeners not really sure why I just said pierogi. People couldn't pronounce Pareko, and we just called him Joel P. And then we figured, hey, the kid's Ukrainian. You know what else is great? Pierogies. So he forever became Joel Pierogi. That's the backstory on that. Where I was going with this is that, dude, you come back to such a genuine place. You're so heart-centered with your message and what you're doing. Yeah, of course, we're all business owners. We're all trying to keep ourselves up. But at the same time, you're delivering a service to help keep people moving. To close things down here today, I'd love to get a little bit of insight from you. If you could rewrite the book when you first got into this, knowing what you know now, what would you tell yourself as, or better yet, what would you tell the person that's sitting there contemplating, sitting on the fence? I should work it. But what, they don't know what to do. What, if you had like three key points, what would you sum it down to be the most important thing for somebody who's just sitting there going like, where do I go?
Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing, and I think this is something that not only is a fitness thing, but it's a life thing, is to ditch the idea of perfectionism. Ditch that idea that you're going to be perfect because or have the perfect scenario, because it's never going to be that way. You know, to say like, oh, I will start the gym when XYZ or this happen or the stars align. You know, I think that is putting you as delaying your progress. That's delaying your opportunity to get healthy and well. And I think people think that they need to have that all or nothing mentality in order to attain their fitness goals. They have to make sure that they can run a mile in under 10 minutes their first go around, because otherwise they're not, if they don't do that, they fail. And that's not true. You know, if the people think that, oh, you know, walking around the block is nothing, that's not something that's, you know, I need to be able to go run around the block, or I need to be able to do, you know, 3 rounds around the block and then do 50 push-ups and then 50 sit-ups and then 50 pull-ups, because if I don't, then I'm a failure. And I think the bottom line is that you have to think about one thing, is that we all start somewhere, and we all, you know, start at a basic level, and we're, none of us are perfect the first time. You know, if you want to think about the first time you ever picked up a drumstick and started doing, you know, your first set of rudiments and how terrible that went, you know, but then over time you got better, and fitness is no different. And fitness. So that would be my first thing, would be just ditch the perfectionist attitude, ditch the all or nothing attitude, and just start, and start basic. And, you know, if you have the right coach in front of you, they're going to take you from that level of progress as well. They're going to have that progress is progress mentality, and they're going to guide you from where you are and take you to where you would like to be in a progressive format. We're not going to go 0 to 60, because obviously that's not the right way to take it. We got to take, you know, not directly A to Z right away. We got to take, you know, steps B, step C, step D, and get you to step Z eventually, right? Because that's going to see not only that you succeed towards your goal, but that you see it in a way that's going to be adaptable to where you're at. Because sometimes you might fall back to step C, and you might even fall back to step B, and you have to go and start over again. And that's okay. It's just a progressive format that's going to take you to where you want to be. And it's going to instill habits that are going to sustain you not only towards your fitness goals right now, but also fitness goals for life. And that should always be the main goal. And that kind of leads me into my second point, is that go into it. This is not just something that's going to be the interim, but this is going to be lifelong, right? This is not something that's going to help me to lose that 5 to 10 pounds now. This is something that I want to do for the rest of my life. Not because, you know, it's something that I should do, but it's something that I want to do. Mm-hmm. Right. And I want to be there, and I feel inspired to be there because it makes me feel good about myself, because it makes me feel healthy. And so having that mentality of like, of that, I want to do it because I want to do it, not because I should do it, because I want to do it. And because that's going to keep me doing it for a lifelong period, to do this for the rest of my days, because, you know, shutting down and doing this, you know, this whole roller coaster ride fitness thing is just such a hard thing to do it. And it's like, once you go off, you know, like once you get there and you go off track and then you go back on track, and the more that you do that, the harder it becomes each and every time. But if you were just to stay on and just ride, like, you know, just continue to ride it as long as you can, and doing everything that you can, and taking the little detours when you had to, but just staying consistent. And I think that leads me into my last point, is that consistency is king. Consistency is king over everything, because it's, you know, no one ever attains something just by like randomly doing it in 3 months. It is the consistency that takes them through from where they are now to where they are, or from where they were to where they are now. The habitual practice that brought them to that point. And so that they kept on going no matter what the setbacks were, no matter what the circumstances were. And they kept on doing what they could do in that moment, even though, like, again, like leading back to the first point, even though it wasn't perfect, they stayed consistent. And that's what helped them to realize their goal over the long period. No one made $1 million overnight. And even though that's what the news stories say, that they don't see everything that happened before that. Again, it's that everything that happened beforehand that led to that moment. I'm thinking of this meme that I see of like this person standing on the podium, raising, you know, their hand in the air and the gold medal around their neck, but they're showing the back of that person, and below the podium, you can see all the missteps and failures and everything that led to them to get to that first place finish. And I think that's what people don't realize, is that, you know, just because somebody ended up with a gold medal then doesn't mean that they didn't have a bunch of missteps along the way. And you know what? That's okay. I mean, like, but taking recognition of that and understanding that the consistency is going to bring them from a place of, you know, uncertainty to a place of confidence, and knowing that they can continue to take those steps forward after that fact of attaining that goal, knowing what that's going to take them habitually to keep them going. I think that's truly, truly powerful. And so, yeah, consistency is king. That's my third and final point.
Oh man, there you go. Hey, and so applicable. Like, yeah, if you're a musician, you can apply this 100%. If you're chasing that perfection, you're going to find failure. You're going to find disappointment, right? And if you're not remaining committed and consistent to your goals, you can talk all day about, and I've been there. Like, it sounds like these three points are stuff that you've got hands-on experience from. Hey, was there a time that you were this guy?
I think for myself, you know, I think the biggest thing is that the more I'm willing to, you know, I come from a very much of a perfectionist's mindset. I definitely take that to heart, what I say about that, because I come from that place. And it's, what's the word I'm looking for? But it's definitely paralyzed me in the past. It's prevented me from taking the steps forward. I mean, you know, if people are watching this and they're seeing my face, or they go online and they see my face, they're not going to think I'm a 36-year-old guy.
Right.
Most of them are going to think I'm a lot younger than that. And here I am, 36 years old, and I'm going after a university degree. You know, when I first started in health and fitness, I was told that a degree was really not worth my time. It was not worth it because I could do everything that I, you know, dreamt of as a personal trainer. And while possibly that is true, to do the goals that I had set out for myself and intended when I initially got into the health and fitness industry, it was going to take a little bit more. I delayed myself from going to that degree because I, you you know, was scared of what would happen. I was scared of the what ifs, and the what ifs, and or the I'll do it someday when I have more experience or when I have more money, and all those things that I threw in front of me is what delayed me to this point. I'm not regretting that, because it's built me into the person that I am today. It's helped me to learn a lot of life lessons that I hold very dear to my heart, and it's helped developed a sense of resiliency within me that I've been able to apply to where I am now. And those life lessons I definitely try to convey as much as I can to my audience online, to the athletes that I work with, to the clients that I have the privilege of engaging with on a daily basis, and just give them that sense of compassion and understanding, but also encouragement that, I've been there, I know what you're talking about. And maybe I don't fully understand your particular situation, but I have a sense and idea, and I want to tell you that it does get better with the more that you keep trying and the more that you keep putting yourself out there, because just knowing that, just because you failed once doesn't mean you're going to fail every time. And maybe you fail 10 times before you get successful once, and that's okay. It's being okay with that. It's being accepting of that. That is truly what's going to help you take that step forward, because it's about taking those steps forward ultimately, right? It's not about falling down. It's not about, taking two steps backwards. It's whether or not you stay stuck in that moment. And it's about whether or not you choose to stay stuck in that moment. Because ultimately, it is your choice at the end of the day. You decide whether or not you want to stay in that moment, you want to stay on that level, or whether or not you want to evolve further and you want to take steps forward. That's your decision. And maybe it won't be everything that you envisioned. Maybe it won't be exactly the way you pictured. And sometimes that's actually a good thing, because sometimes you end up finding what you were truly meant to do in the end anyways. And I know I'm getting very philosophical. That's just my nature, and I can't help that. But let's just look at it from a health and fitness goals perspective. Sometimes your desire to become 5 pounds less ends up teaching you more about yourself, even though you may never reach that ideal weight. You might find other things that you never knew. Maybe you find a different style of training that you just never thought you would ever thought you would enjoy doing. Maybe you find out, I would rather get hella strong than lose 5 pounds. I would rather be a badass lifter than, run on the treadmill. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with the treadmill. I'm definitely not saying that. But maybe that's what you discover about yourself along the way. Or let's look at from a music standpoint. Maybe your dream is to become the next, I was going to go with Jimi Hendrix. That feels outdated, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe the next John Frusciante, or somebody else that's a little bit more hip and trendy right now. I'm sorry. I'm a singer. I'm a singer.
Lead singer problems, guys.
I focus more on the singers and the front men than I do about the actual guitarists. I apologize to all the guitarists in the audience, but my point is this, is that maybe your desire was ultimately to be that, and maybe you just haven't reached where you are in your music career that you thought you would be. But does that mean you failed? Well, what if you are someone that has been, now you're a music teacher and you're teaching future generations to be better at their craft? Or maybe you're the TikTok videos that you put out, you shredding online, is inspiring brand new people to want to pick up to do the guitar. And even though you don't actually get to see that, every day, you don't get all the feedback that you thought you would or would desire that, to have, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're not making an impact. And so, I think that's that, leading back to my point, circling back to what I was trying to say, is that your impact on your imprint on this world is only defined by the steps that you take every single day. And so having a perception of that the only way to be successful is to reach the pinnacle and be in the forefront of everybody's, minds and making millions of dollars or whatever have you, whatever you quantify as success, it doesn't have to be that grandiose. And your impact can be so much more significant in terms of the empowerment that you place on people by just how you treat them and how you treat yourself. And just giving yourself the opportunity to be successful by taking steps forward. And even an inch forward is better each and every day, better than no steps forward, ultimately. Yeah. Oh. And I could go on and on and on, but I think I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, no, I love that, man. Like, that's the thing, is that it is so person specific, but we do tend to get wrapped up in what it is on the outside and what other people's expectations of us are. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to close that chapter on that kind of life, because, like, as we've seen, you brought it up, it's like, it's close connection with family. It's the things that we're really starting to get back into that we're now creating. We have so much time and space to be with the one person that we have to be okay with for the rest of our lives. Mm-hmm. And that scares the shit out of a lot of people, right?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
All right, dude. Well, where can we find you? Where can we reach out and say, hey, what's up, Joel?
Well, I think for me, I'm all over the internet right now. My website is synergy-performance.ca. Now, I know some people, it's not the word hyphen. Hopefully people, you know.
the dash.
Yeah. And I, gotcha. and I definitely want to stress that, because
it recently
caused a little bit of turmoil with one of my programs that I was launching with a lacrosse team. They missed the hyphen, and there was a lot of angry parents that are like, I've been emailing this guy, he hasn't been responding to me.
Oh no.
And I was like, I looked at the email address and I said, well, that's the problem right there. And I apologize to people where the hyphen might throw a little bit of a monkey wrench into something.
It's gotta be memorable, you know.
But it's synergy-performance.ca. From there you can find my email address, you can find my social media. You can connect with me on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. I'm the most active on Instagram. I think, you know, that's where I've been doing a lot of things that social media wise. I do some on YouTube as well. Some videos that I'm posting just from people can get some ideas and some instruction that way as well. And I'm definitely going to be more active in that in the new year because of using the Train Heroic app and because it's affiliation with YouTube and the videos provided there. Mm. I want to be able to provide my own face to the exercises that I'm doing, it so that I'm not just doing some random people, you know. Yeah. And thankful to the people that do supply those videos. They're awesome. I appreciate them highly. But yes, so I would say the best way to kind of find the hub of myself and Synergy Performance Training is synergy-performance.ca.
Got it, dude. And we're going to do a little music fit podcast code, a little discount code for the fine folks that want to jump in on either your virtual weekend training in there, if they are looking for that little bit more one-on-one attention, where they can join the community that you've fostered and developed here. I think that's so important for a lot of folks listening, where they don't know where to start, you know. And if you are out there and you're listening, you're like, hey, I just need a little bit of a shakeup to the current system. I know what I kind of want to do. Joel's got another great program. You heard it here first. It's called the RX30. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, so we're gonna get you started out with a little discount code. You guys can send an email right to Joel or to myself. I'm gonna post links up in the show notes here anyways, so you guys are gonna have all the information right there at your disposal. And we're gonna get you guys all fit and healthy and happy and fulfilled and whatever else I'm forgetting. So I can't feed you though, not yet. I'm working on that. If you're hungry, we're gonna have to bring in somebody else. So on that note, the pierogi is out of here. So.
Yeah.
Dude, thank you so much for your time. It's been nothing but a blast. I feel wise. Like, I feel like it's so good to have those conversations. You really do speak from the heart. And I'm excited to see both of your programs and what brings all this fruit into your basket for 2021, my dude.
Well, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate all your kind words and for bringing me on the show. Thank you so much.
You bet, bud. Till next time, my man.
This week.
You bet. All right, folks. You heard it here first. It's got to be about progress. It's got to be about a lifelong commitment. It's got to be consistent. And those are three keys that, honestly, people aren't too disciplined with. So It's about whether or not you want it, right? So be sure to head on over to synergy-performance.ca. Okay. Go find Jolie over there. Find him, seek him out on Instagram. He is all over Instagram. He's got some great feed going on. So you can see all his weightlifting stuff. You can see some great educational components on there. A lot of really, really great info, and just a dude that speaks right from the heart. So, where would I want to go with this? That's about it. That's about it, guys. Head on over. We do have that discount. So if you email myself at hey@mikethaschwartz.com or get in touch at musicfitcollective.com, whatever is easiest for you, or you can send a note over to Joel, check the show notes, send a little note, be like, yo, heard you on the podcast, would love to pick up on your online conditioning programs. You know, you let us know how we can help you. Everything will be in the show notes. So that's it. That's all. Till next week, guys. You stay sweet. Peace.